From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. A winter storm has made travel across the Midwest treacherous after dumping up to 20 inches of snow in some places. NPR's Jeff Brady is in Minneapolis, where flights at the city's busy airport were grounded for much of the day.
Thousands of travelers were stranded at the airport because the blizzard also hobbled the city's public transit system and made travel on the roads and freeways treacherous. Manish Vermani of Minneapolis had planned to spend the next couple of days in Cancun, but his plane was called back from the de-icing area when authorities closed all runways.
Well, but, you know, there's an upside to this, too. We get to experience the blizzard, you know, the worst blizzard in two decades. at least when I grew up and say, I saw that blizzard. We were stuck at the airport for 8 hours.
Forecasters predict this blizzard will make the Twin Cities' top 10 list for biggest storms on record. In 1991, a storm dumped more than 28 inches of snow on the region. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Minneapolis.
Hundreds of family friends of Elizabeth Edwards flew to Raleigh, North Carolina on Saturday to celebrate her life. Edwards died Tuesday after a six-year battle with cancer. Her oldest daughter, Kate, delivered her eulogy.
I found myself at her bedside crying and trying to comfort her that we would be okay. And of course, she ended up comforting me. She reached over and held my hand. Because that's who she was and that's what she did. She comforted us always right up to the end of her life.
Elizabeth Edwards' estranged husband, former presidential candidate John Edwards, did not speak. Edwards was buried next to her 16-year-old son, Wade, who was killed in a car accident in 1996. Elizabeth Edwards was 61. Global warming talks in Cancun, Mexico, wrapped up early Saturday with a few accomplishments. NPR's Richard Harris reports that even modest expectations are in jeopardy.
Delegates, officials, and observers were actually worried that the climate talks in Cancun would fail to reach any agreement, which would have been an enormous setback for the United Nations process. Elliot Derringer from the Pew Center on Global Climate Change is in Cancun.
One of the most important things about this meeting is that it actually demonstrated that this process can produce tangible results, particularly after the huge disappointments of last year.
The talks in Copenhagen last year ended up with an informal accord outside the UN process. Delegates in Cancun adopted chunks of the accord and made them part of the formal ongoing negotiations. For example, delegates formally created a fund to help the developing world cope with climate change. Still, there is an enormous amount of work ahead. The next major meeting is a year from now in South Africa. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.
Mark Madoff killed himself on Saturday as his son slept nearby. He's the son of Bernard Madoff, who bilked his clients out of billions of dollars in a Ponzi scheme and is now serving a 150-year prison sentence. From Washington, this is NPR News. President Obama says he and his wife Michelle are praying for senior diplomat Richard Holbrooke, who underwent heart surgery on Saturday for a torn aorta. Holbrooke is the president's special envoy for Afghanistan and Pakistan. In 1995, he devised the Dayton Peace Accord, which ended the war in Bosnia. Holbrooke is listed in stable but critical condition at George Washington University Hospital after more than 20 hours of surgery. There's been more deadly violence in Afghanistan. NATO is investigating reports that its members killed 7 employees of an Afghan security company in the east. In the south, 15 civilians were killed by a bomb. And in Kandahar, the BBC's Paul Wood reports a bomb went off outside police headquarters, injuring 6 officers.
Although the casualties were relatively light in Kandahar, a bomb attack on the doorstep of the Afghan police is still deeply troubling for NATO. The city was once home to the Taliban and is the centerpiece of NATO's counterinsurgency campaign. The bomb attack shows that the Taliban can still move around in the city for all the effort to push the insurgents out of population centers in the south. Progress is being made with that effort in Helmand. Although the casualties were high, the bomb attack there was in a very remote part of the province. Elsewhere, NATO is involved in a damaging row with the Afghan authorities in Paktika province in the east. The governor says that a NATO airstrike killed 7 workers and guards on a building site in what he described as a ruthless act. NATO says the men were armed and seemed to pose a threat.
The BBC's Paul Wood in Kabul. In Oregon, a sea lion who lost his way received an escort from the Coast Guard after trying to scoot down Highway 101. It seems the sea lion lost his way. This is NPR.